It's been a week since the state dropped charges against members of Fairbanks militia group accused of plotting against the government. The failed prosecution has raised questions about what went wrong in the joint federal-state investigation. As KUAC's Dan Ross reports, the collapse of the state's case revolved around search warrants and secret recordings.
State murder, conspiracy, and other charges were dropped against Schaefer Cox and four other members of the Peacemakers militia he led, following a judge's ruling which disallowed the use of warrantless secret recordings to prosecute them. Alaska Assistant Attorney General Dwayne McConnell says when the state joined the case last February, it was late in a multi-month federal investigation, and it was decided to seek search warrants after the fact.
The process after the state got in was that we would obtain search warrants for the federal recordings, and the federal government would turn them over in that capacity.
The federal government is not required to have search warrants to make secret recordings, but the Alaska Constitution has been interpreted to require warrants and probable cause. McConnell can't explain why the state didn't get search warrants to ensure use of at least the last month of recordings before the operation wrapped up March 10th with the arrest of the militia members.
I think that's an unanswered question because of the federal involvement and the federal government basically running the operation and the state assisting. So I don't think there's an answer to that I can give you.
McConnell says the state works with the FBI regularly, but that the militia investigation and its use of informants was very unusual. The state was banking on case law involving use of evidence from other states. McConnell says Alaska courts have allowed evidence that's legal in other states but illegal in Alaska to be used here.
The Alaska court system, the appellate court and the Supreme Court said, you know, that's allowable. All right. So this is a bit of a twist, you know, a bit different.
McConnell, who says he joined the investigation late in the game, does not blame the state or FBI for not anticipating the potential impact to state prosecution of not seeking Alaska search warrants early on. But he says a lesson has been learned.
That when the federal government and the state government are going to make a decision to prosecute on both the state and the federal level, that then, yes, those decisions would be made, that, you know, warrants would be obtained.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Steve Scrocky would not comment on events leading up to the state's failed prosecution. It's resulted in one militia member being freed, but Cox and three others, Coleman Barney and Lonnie and Karen Vernon, remain jailed in Fairbanks on federal charges. Scrocky says there are essentially two cases.
The first case against Mr. Cox, Mr. Vernon, and Mr. Barney are directly related to illegal weapons possession and the illegal acquisition of weapons, namely grenades and silencers. The other case is only against Mr. Vernon and his wife, Karen. In that case, is charging them with conspiracy to commit murder, in summary, against a federal court judge, Judge Beislein, and members of his family.
Scrocky says the weapons charges carry up to 10-year sentences, while the murder conspiracy charges are much more serious, punishable by up to 99 years in prison. He says other charges may still be brought. The militia members are scheduled for trial in February in Anchorage. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.